look, I thought we controlled the game in the first half. We played a solid half on both sides of the ball. I thought in the second half they came out with a lot more energy. And then they just did a great job. They started pressuring us. They pressured our post players on the perimeter. They pressured our guards. And then we just had a hard time getting into offense. The other thing that happened, I thought they imposed their will with their physicality. And I thought that was the other part of the game. They got to the glass and hurt us on the glass. Timely rebounds at times and loose balls that hurt us. And they kind of dominated the paint. I thought we just, you know, some guys we try to rely on today did not have good games. And I think right now, this early in the year, until we can get some games under our belt, we have so much inexperience that I know some guys are going to struggle from time to time, but we had some guys that we have to rely on that, you know, that struggled in this game and struggled defensively too.
You know, obviously a lot of first games out there, right? You unloaded the bench with 11 players and a lot of them playing their first game for BU. How do you think all of these new guys kind of handled the moment and, you know, in a pretty hostile environment against a local rival?
Yeah, I thought, like I said, I thought in the first half we did a good job. I thought in the second half we got on our heels and didn't really know what to do. And a lot of it is just we're coming back with no one that has done it, right? So no one's been in a game where they've been the guy, right? So now everybody's wide-eyed because, all right, who are we going to? What are we doing? Who's getting the shot? Who's, you know, we're trying to figure, the coaches are trying to figure that out. The players are trying to figure that out. And so that's going to take some time. I thought that was the thing. They looked hungry in the second half, and we looked a little bit like, all right, I'm hoping that we can pull this out. We didn't go after the game the way that we needed to.
Yeah. Coach, your squad had a 6-16 free throw deficit. Did you feel like that was due to a lack of aggression?
We have to figure that out. Like we threw the ball inside. We've got to be able to score the ball at the rim. You know, that's one thing. You know, Nico is someone that we got to try to get the ball inside to him to see if he can score a little bit. He had 4 shots, 3 were threes. And so that's one thing we got to figure out. We got to try to, you know, Otto got the ball in there 4 times, took 4 shots. And I thought at times he just got to settle down and take his time. And so I think we got to figure out how we can get the ball to the basket because we just have a lot of guys that shoot. And so we've got to get the ball downhill more. We've got to get it at the rim more.
Did the fact that your bigs kind of got in foul trouble early in both the first and the beginning of the second half kind of contribute to that lack of aggression?
I guess you could say that, but I think it's more or less like, I think the other guys are capable too. Like I think we can still play well if Otto has to sit or Nico has to sit. I think, you know, when both of them in foul trouble, yeah, but if one of them in foul trouble, I think we should still be okay. It didn't help us, but I don't think that was the major thing that hurt us. I thought Northeastern just came out in the second half and played like a little bit of an older, experienced team that imposed their will on the game, and we didn't know how to do that.
You guys talked a lot to me when I was writing the preview piece about playing inside out as one of your main offensive pillars. You know, in the first half, it kind of looked like that was kind of working a little bit well.
Yeah, we were driving it in there and kicking it, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of those threes in the first half came from, you know, late in the shot clock, taking those drives and then kicking it out.
Yeah, we were able to run good offense in the first half.
You know, how do you feel that your team, with all their experience, especially those guards, right, how do you feel that they kind of played within that system in their first game? Being aggressive.
Yeah, I thought there were some guys that did a good job. I thought Matai played very well. Obviously, he played well, and you know, Kyrone played well, you know, for his first game. I thought McNair did a good job when he was in there. You know, it's, you know, when you're playing, you know, 11 dudes trying to figure it out, you know, this is kind of what's going to happen. Not everybody's going to play. You're going to look at the game going, oh, we should have played this guy more. It was going to happen. I you know, as much as you want to balance it out, I knew it was going to happen. It's hard to play that many guys. But right now, that's just where we are as a team.
Yeah.
You know, we got to figure out, you know, if we can get it down to 9, that would be healthy.
Talk about Kai, obviously. You played a really good game, 15 points, a leading scorer. You told me before the season that he is one of the fastest learners on the team, and he's really good. Fastest learners.
Yeah. He's that guy.
And he looks really comfortable out there today. Yeah. Can you just talk about you know, what you've seen from him so far, and then how significant a role do you think he'll play going forward?
Yeah, you know, I think he's an older guy. He's been through a lot. You know, he played on the Barbados national team. He's not afraid of the moment. He's a good player. You know, nothing he's doing is surprising me after what I watched in practice. Someone that thinks the game is as well as he does is, you know, he's impressive with his mind that he's going to be good.
Coach, did you feel like that 3/4 quarter press that Northeastern started to implement this?
Yeah, the pressure. They picked us up. It was actually man to man. They picked us up, and I thought that upped their intensity. You know, we got some things we could have tried. You know, you look back, maybe we should have went with our little press back to zone. We have some things then that we didn't try. Sometimes when you get down, I'm a man-to-man guy, and I'm trying to get back in the game man-to-man. And, you know, I was telling myself the whole time I was going to take some more chances. And, you know, I won a championship, you know, playing a certain way. We've had success playing a certain way, so I always kind of go back to that. But, you know, I probably could have tried to do some things to try to turn the momentum around. I think that's one thing I got to try to do to help my team is try to figure out what I can do to get the momentum going in our favor when someone is pressuring us the way they were pressuring us.
Yeah, looking at the bright side, you still managed to keep the game close for pretty much the entirety of the game until those last like four or five minutes. What are some of the positive takeaways that you take out of this game?
Yeah, I thought we played a good half. I thought we've been able to do that. Like even against Yale, like half that scrimmage we played well. We just not able to play a complete game yet, but we got to get some guys playing better. Like I said, I think we need to get some games under our belt so guys can get some confidence and get some rhythm. So it doesn't surprise me, but if you would have told me that some of our key guys wouldn't play well in this game, I would say, okay, I could see that happening. And I would say we would have a hard time winning. And we did.
Yeah.
You know, I think we get some better play. And you got to give Northeastern some credit for that. But I think if we can get better play out of Nico and Otto and Miles in particular, I think we got a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm. What do you see from Miles tonight?
You know, I don't think Miles played one of his better games. And, you know, the thing about Miles is that he's very hard on himself. So, you know, he's a guy that... You know, he's going to look at this, and, you know, I just thought defensively he's capable of being so much better. Yeah. But this is the first time, like, he's being looked at to score. He's been looked at to defend. I mean, it's a lot to do in your first game, you know. Like, I think he's putting, you know, I thought he would put some pressure on himself. But everybody's in a different role right now, so he's got to learn how to be, okay, I got to run the team. I got to make sure we're getting good shots. I got to be a defensive guy. I got to be able to score. Like, he's got to be able to do a little bit of everything now. Whereas before, all right, I got to strap up. We got Walter White. We got Javonte McCoy. We got Sue. We got Jonas. Like, I don't have to worry about scoring. Here, it's like, you got to do everything. And it's like, all right, this is the first time he's going through it.
You talked a lot about, you know, one of the things you told me in our interview before the season was one of the things you're really good at is just moving from one game to another, worrying about behinds or the future. What's the most pressing area you want to improve before Rutgers on Friday?
I think our ability to kind of play with play in the paint defensively and offensively. I think that's a big concern of mine right now. It's like without Malcolm in there, you know, with another guy that's physical, I think that's a big point of contention right now is our ability to kind of do something in there, both offensively and defensively.
Coach, last question for me. I noticed that you spread out the playing time a good amount. Could you just talk on that for a bit? And
yeah, I think early in the season like this, we're gonna be like this. It's not easy, you know. It's not easy on the kids. It's not easy on anyone. Like when you have this many guys. But I think right now that's kind of where we are, in trying to figure this out. You know, I look at this and I'm going, all right. Like even Patino played 7:45. You know, like that's a lot of time, and that's the first time he's been out there.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, he's better than, I mean, a lot of these guys are better. We have some guys that are better than they played tonight. And so, yeah, I think right now that's where we are, but I think you know, at some point it's going to get down to 8.5, 9 guys. You know, that would be the goal. And I think we're going to end up being a pretty good team. I just think we're going to have to go through some tough nights.
Last question for me is, you know, late in the game there, obviously you kind of brought that rotation down a little bit. And then in the last minute, Miles wasn't even out there. So your most experienced player was Nick, who played like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Just talk about, you know, you kind of have to have a late game rotation, but did not play before. I mean,
I thought Miles was struggling defensively. You know, he just wasn't giving us what he's capable of giving us. So I played him less in those minutes, you know, but I think he's a guy that's, he's going to learn. He's going to be better for it. I mean, he's going through this the first time, too. You know, I'd like to have him on the floor because, you know, he's played like our best player in practice. He's been terrific. It's not uncommon that happens. I watch a lot of these guys that I've had, and, you know, this is Miles' first time being in this position. And a lot of these guys that have turned into great players for us have, you know, they've struggled in that role. It's not an easy thing to do, you know.
And then what did you see from the players that did play in late minute? Obviously, they've not played before. What did you kind of, you see anything?
I don't think they quit. Like, we didn't quit. Like, that was one thing. We didn't quit. We tried to finish the game the best we could. And, you know, we didn't hang our heads. You know, I thought that was important. You know, so those things are, you can work with those things. But, you know, I thought we needed some guys to kind of step up and get some things done. We just couldn't. We weren't able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Can you just talk about Andrew? Obviously, he's had injuries and COVID.
He's an awesome kid, man. That guy's awesome. I love him. You know, if we can get him some minutes, I think he'll settle down. He's a good player. He's a smart player, man. You know, and so if we could get him some minutes and get him a little comfortable out there. He's a good passer. He's just, you know, they sped us up a little bit. Their length and size sped us up a little bit. But he's definitely capable of playing well in that game. He is. He's a good player. You know, it's hard to play without ever having any experience. Yeah. You know, half the time I'm like, oh, who's there? Who's there? Like, we're going through all that. Yeah. You know, we got him at the 3-0. You're at the, you go over there. You go. We had a lot of confusion with who's on the floor and who's doing what. But I knew that was going to happen too, you know.